May is moving season in Chicago, and you may have recently been packing and unpacking yourself or downsizing. If so, you're probably super emotionally stressed, and Marianne has been looking into ways to make that process less stressful and a lot neater, right?
Yeah, Bob, are you getting PTSD just talking about this?
Yeah, you know it.
Is
you
not know it. Fun.
Yeah, I know. I see a moving truck and I get all crazy because it's never any fun doing that.
It's not fun. Yeah, and also it's right now at this stage of our lives, which we're not teenagers anymore, remember that? Many of our friends are going through this, and that's really what kind of inspired this for me, is talking to a couple of friends, and one in particular who just, has gone through this. It's an emotional workout to move, and it's not just because of the boxes and the bubble wrap, it's because it's decision fatigue. Remember that?
Yep.
It's like, what if I need this later? You're in a spiral about this. The clothes that no longer fit, but they once did. The pasta maker that you once used, like in 2017, do you throw it out? What? So many people just rent a storage unit to deal with it later. You know what that is, right? It's emotional procrastination.
Yeah, and a monthly charge you can do without.
Which you still remind me of because we are in this bind ourselves.
Yeah, got to clean that thing out.
I know, because, we made decisions that now, looking back, it's ridiculous that we put things in storage. But anyway, you're right. And, as we both know so well, putting things into storage does not solve the problem. It just delays the discomfort, and eventually it becomes expensive clutter. So if you're facing a season of letting go, I have found some things that might help you say goodbye that I wish we had thought of when we were moving.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hear them.
Okay, so the first one would be, wish we had done this, but ask the future you, not the past you. You know how sometimes people say, well, if you haven't worn things in the past year, then give it up. Well, forget about that. Just don't ask, did I use this in the last year? Ask, will I want this in my life next year?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, if it doesn't align with who you are becoming by moving, then it's time to release it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next one is, storage is a last resort. It's not a plan. Our friends just moved, and they have two storage units.
Oh, boy.
They planned this out. They were letting go of a house and moving into an apartment while they look for another house. And the plan has been two storage units. One for, they called it deep storage, where things like their bed and their, whatever, all these things that they're really not going to need. And then the other one was for storage where they might need to go back and forth and bring some things out. Well, if you don't have a reason to retrieve it within 6 months, you probably don't really need it. So most stored stuff becomes out of sight and out of life.
When in doubt, throw it out.
Yeah. The next one is, keep the story, not the object. Take a photo of it. Write a memory down. Let the item go. But keep the part that matters, and that's the memory. That is one thing that we did when we were cleaning out. Do you remember that we would be like finding all these things that reminded us of the kids? And of course the kids are all out of the house now, but we would just snap a picture and then send it to them and send it in the family thread that we have.
Yeah. And I put it in my
time doing that
photos on my phone. That's what I would take a picture of it. So I felt like I could keep it, look at it, and then toss it out.
And now you have to trash all the photos in your phone.
Now I have to clean up that file.
Exactly. All right, the next one is, give it a second life. So donate it to like a woman's shelter or the Salvation Army, the veterans, a teacher, a young friend that's starting out. Knowing that your things will be loved again, make it easier to part with them. And for example, in the case of our daughter who is moving this week from another state, her stuff, she has a job that's you know, going to be two years long. And she was thinking, the first thing she said to me a couple of weeks ago was, I'm going to put everything in storage for 2 weeks, for 2 years. And I said, you are out of your mind. You cannot, don't pay rent to put your IKEA furniture,
yeah,
you know, in storage.
Yeah, we'll end up paying that rent anyway. Yeah, and
exactly.
someone can use it now.
Somebody can use it now. And then when she thought about that, that, you know, a secondhand store wanted it, you know, and that they would come and pick it up, then suddenly it became, you know, an easier thing to do because now it's going to have a second life. She's just not putting it in the trash,
mm-hmm.
whatever. All right. So the last one is make space to make space. So clear surfaces, Bob, this is for you. Clear closets, clear calendar. It's all connected. When your home can breathe, so do you. And I haven't told you about this, you know, I haven't told you about this, but I am making a point of this is the summer where we are going to clean out everything that we have here so that we can take our storage things out of storage and make them fit in our house.
And maybe even be able to close a closet door. Yeah, you know what? I'm organized but messy, but when I do clean up, it's therapeutic, it's liberating. What's on Savvy Planet?
Well, you know that last week I went to the farmer's market for the first time, and I could not believe how much asparagus everybody had. So we've got to be in deep into asparagus season. So I bought a couple of bunches and I made a garlicky, buttery, limey asparagus dish that you absolutely loved. I have to remember how I don't have to remember how I did it because I wrote down the recipe and it is on Savvy Planet. It's super easy to make.
Had it last night. It's fantastic. To get the recipes, go to SavvyPlanet.com, put a dash between Savvy and Planet. Subscribe, and you get access to all Marianne's recipes that I taste test, and they all pass. And also, there are Savvy Tips Marianne gives us here every week that she's got there, Savvy-Planet.com, all free. And I will see you soon, Marianne, and help you clean the house.
Okay.